AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The United Nations Security Council voted 11-1 with three abstentions on a resolution condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The one vote against? Russia's, a permanent member who has veto power. After the vote, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the council has spoken out against Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin.
Responsible members of this Security Council have stood together today in the face of Russia's aggression, and we will continue to stand with Ukraine, supporting it in every way we can.
The U.S. and European nations have frozen Putin's assets along with those of his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. One group not really hindered by the sanctions? Russia's ultra-rich oligarchs. A 2017 study published by the U.S.-based National Economic Bureau estimated as much as $800 billion is held by wealthy Russians in the United Kingdom, Switzerland, Cyprus, and similar offshore banking centers. The financial sanctions follow continued bloodshed and fighting inside Ukraine as Russian troops take aim at the capital, Kyiv. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Putin is threatening the lives of millions of people.
It's a brutal attack. It's a brutal attack that is endangering the lives and livelihoods of millions of civilians. We will not falter in our resolute support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
President Biden announces his Supreme Court nominee.
My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
If confirmed, Jackson would become the first black woman justice.
She looks people in the eye, lawyers, defendants, victims, and families. And she strives to ensure that everyone understands why she made a decision, what the law is, and what it means to them. She strives to be fair, to get it right, to do justice.
She would replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. This is AP News. Another baby is made ill by a recalled formula.
West Virginia health officials say the infant has salmonella poisoning after ingesting baby formula manufactured at an Abbott plant in Michigan. Health investigators have linked that facility to four previous bacterial infections, including one that turned deadly. West Virginia's health commissioner says parents need to check containers of Similac, Alimentum, or Elicare to make sure that they're not among the recalled batches, which have expiration dates of April 1st, 2022 or later. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Baseball players and owners take a first step toward salvaging opening day this season, nearing agreement on an amateur draft lottery. The negotiations included a surprise one-on-one between Commissioner Rob Manfred and union head Tony Clark. MLB says regular season games will be lost should they not have a deal by Monday night. The negotiations continue tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.